Welcome to Lung Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Matt Hellman from Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, and to begin, I asked him to comment on some of his research on immune-related adverse events with checkpoint inhibitors.
The advent of PD-1 therapies for lung cancer has been really revolutionary. And in most cases, somewhat remarkably, people tolerate these therapies quite well. I think the experience with initial checkpoint inhibitors with CTLA-4 in melanoma and even in mouse models had suggested that there might be quite a bit of toxicity when using checkpoint blockade. But with PD-1 therapies, and in particular in patients with lung cancer, patients have done quite well. One of the more common toxicities, though, is thyroid dysfunction. And it seems like that comes from affecting the body's own autoimmunity. Rather than your immune system attacking your cancer, it's possible that these drugs can result in your immune system attacking other parts of your body instead. That is a variety of organs. Almost any organ theoretically can be affected, but it seems like the thyroid is one of the most common. In our series, it was about 20% of people who developed some thyroid dysfunction when they were treated with a PD-1 drug called pembrolizumab. It seems like across series that have been published, the number of people who develop thyroid dysfunction ranges from somewhere from 5 to 20%. And it seems like amongst the immune-related toxicities, it's the most common that we've seen. What we reported was how patients did with thyroid dysfunction, how those that developed thyroid dysfunction either benefited or didn't benefit in terms of the response to their cancer, and started to try and understand why does thyroid dysfunction occur in the first place. And so in the first part, we described patients who developed thyroid dysfunction. And fortunately, although the side effect was common, very few patients actually had symptoms. None of the patients in our series were hospitalized because of thyroid dysfunction, and very few actually even noticed particular symptoms. And in some ways, that highlights the importance of screening for patients that have thyroid dysfunction, because the symptoms can be subtle or even non-existent. And so as a result of that experience, I've changed my practice in terms of the frequency with which I check TSHs. I try and check TSH at baseline on everybody, and then check it again about every other cycle. Because it's so important to find these if they occur, they tend to be permanent if they do occur, and sometimes the symptoms can be insidious. And so I do check the TSH quite regularly for my patients.